Listen while the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective. Good evening. This is Bill Foreman speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of their own store names. They've done that because they recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. The new Ann Delafield reducing plan is a good example. This plan is one of our druggists' most popular sales items. It helps you lose quickly, easily, up to 5 pounds a week and where it shows. No wonder our customers like it. It's the work of famous health and beauty expert Ann Delafield, who has successfully reduced more overweight people than any other expert alive. That's why you can be sure of a safe, sound, scientific plan with no drugs, no calorie counting. You get vitamins, special appetite-reducing wafers, and a big beauty book to guide you. See how easy it is to be slim. Ask about the Ann Delafield reducing plan at Rexall drugstores everywhere. Good health to all from Rexall. Now your Rexall family druggist brings you a transcribed half hour with Richard Diamond, private detective, starring Dick Powell.
If it ain't Richard Diamond, the smiling gumshoe.
Well, if it ain't Sergeant Otis, the laughing hyena. The lieutenant in?
Yeah, go on in and spoil his afternoon.
You know, Otis, I think you've got the kindest, most wonderful face in the whole wide world.
You do?
Absolutely. But I do wish you'd do me a favor.
Well, sure, anything.
Stop wearing it upside down. Hello, Walt.
Hello, Rick. Sit down.
Oh, thanks. What's doing?
Want a sandwich?
I'll take some of that coffee.
Sure. Something on your mind, Rick?
No, just got tired of sitting around the office.
No business?
Not in a week. Got any sugar?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Here. Yeah, Otis?
Lieutenant, I got some guy on the phone who won't give me his name. Says he wants to talk to you. Matter of life and death.
Okay, put him on.
Right.
Homicide, Lieutenant Levinson.
I'm going to say this once, so listen carefully. Tonight, somewhere in New York City, I'm going to kill a man, and there's nothing you can do about it.
What?
Promptly at 8 o'clock, somewhere in this city, I'm going to kill a man.
Hello? Hello?
Something wrong?
Some guy says he's going to kill somebody at 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, dandy.
Crank.
Did he say who his victim is going to be?
No, just a crank.
I should have humored him. Made suggestions. My landlord, for instance.
Be a little gruesome if he really did it.
Yeah, you'd have a hard time protecting 8 million people from a killer you don't know anything about.
Hope it was just a crank. Otis.
Yeah, Lieutenant.
If that guy calls back, put him through and trace the call.
Right.
It sure would be miserable if that call was on the level.
Oh, relax. I'll have some more coffee. I had some more coffee. Walt worried a little, not a lot, because the big precinct caters to a good number of cranks every day. We talked about old times, and around 6, I matched Walt for dinner. He stuffed himself at the automat until I ran out of change and begged for mercy. Then he dropped me off at my flat on 53rd and went back to the precinct. I showered, shaved, slipped into my blue suit, and headed for the door. Yeah?
Do me a favor, will you, Rick?
You gotta stop stuffing yourself, Walt. You sound like you got indigestion.
I'm down at the morgue. Meet me here, please.
Oh, now look, I got a date with a live one.
I'm in on the start of some troubles, liable to grow. That guy who called made good. He stabbed a man to death on Broadway at 8 o'clock.